You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The U.S. Census has been conducted every decade since 1790 in order to get a national headcount to figure out how to distribute congressional representation, as well as how much federal funding every state gets. The last time the Census Bureau asked all U.S. households a question about citizenship was 1950, and that form asked, if foreign-born, is he or she naturalized? Now all of that could be changing. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments about whether to allow the Trump administration to add a question about U.S. citizenship status to forms for the upcoming 2020 census. Joining me live in studio to talk about the impacts of adding a question like this and what it could mean for Idaho is Greg Hill. He is the director of Boise State University's Idaho Policy Institute. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jim. I'm a big fan.
Oh, thank you so much. And it's our one-year anniversary. So thank you, everyone, for listening. So, Greg, you spent the morning actually listening to these oral arguments. So talk to me about why the Trump administration wants to add a citizenship question, and then how all of a sudden do we end up all the way in the U.S. Supreme Court?
Oh, so, Gemma, both those questions are complicated and
right.
Not straightforward.
And I only have 12 minutes, so, yeah, break it down.
Yeah. So the Trump administration specifically is asking to add the question as it relates to the implementation of the Voter Rights Act. So the Department of Justice wants to best be able to implement that policy, and so they're asking the Commerce Department to add the question to the census. How we ended up at the Supreme Court is that states that rely on the census as for representation, all states, but mostly the large states, are concerned that adding a question about citizenship will suppress the return rates of the census, and that will impact their representation.
Which means that they could have less U.S. representatives on Capitol Hill.
That's right. Not only representatives, but also federal revenue and other things coming back to the state. So that's how we ended up at the Supreme Court.
And do we know what kind of question would be asked? Would it be similar to that 1950 question of, are they a U.S.-born citizen?
So they haven't released the actual question yet. If we were looking at the previous years in the long form of the survey that went away after the 2000 election, they simply asked the question, are you a U.S. citizen?
And it stopped there.
And it stopped right there. Mm-hmm.
But this could go a step farther. Were they born in the United States?
That's right. And again, they haven't released what the actual question would be, but it could say, are you born in the United States? Are you naturalized? We just don't have that information yet.
So the ramifications of this, as you said, if the U.S. Supreme Court decides to add this, is that less people could potentially be filling out the census?
Yeah, the concern is that adding a question about citizenship will inhibit some people from filling out the survey based on fear of retribution on what might happen.
Mm-hmm.
Take, for example, someone from the Hispanic population. They live in a community. They've been here for generations. But living with them might be an uncle or cousin who is not a resident or a citizen. They'd be less likely to fill out the census out because they're concerned that there might be retribution.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether that retribution is founded or not really doesn't matter. The concern of it could suppress those responses, and then that would impact this really, really important issue, which is political representation.
And we'll get back to that in 1 minute, but I want to ask you, too, so having listened to the oral arguments, what was your takeaway today?
Well, it sounded like the liberal justices were really peppering the administration about the intent. They were concerned about this suppression of responses. The conservative justices were a little bit more reserved, fewer questions. Justice Kavanaugh even mentioned in one of his statements that many countries around the world ask this question. It's not outside the realm. And that if Congress was really worried about it, they could legislate the limitation of the question rather than it going through the courts. That looks to signal that the conservative justices are in favor of including the question and the liberal justices are opposed to it. They won't make a decision right away, but if we're looking at the trends, we're looking at it's likely that the conservative justices will support the inclusion of the question.
I'm speaking with Greg Hill. He is the director of Boise State University's Idaho Policy Institute, as well as an associate professor of public policy and administration. We're talking about the potential possibility of adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census. If a question like that is added, what could that mean for Idaho?
Well, if the question's added and then residents don't fill out the survey because of the question, then it could really limit Idaho's representation and its allocation of resources from the federal government. There's two really important issues with the census. I mean, the census may be the single most important thing that a citizen does that indirectly affects them every single day. If the census data that comes back not only defines our congressional districts, but also our legislative districts at the state level, our school districts, mosquito abatement districts, everything that we're involved in, all that information comes from census. So if we're underreporting in a certain particular area, so if a largely Hispanic community is underreporting the number of people who live there, then not only are those individuals affected because they weren't able to fill out the survey, but their community is going to be impacted because they're going to have the representation isn't going to be reflective.
The money is not going to be there.
And the money's not going to be there.
Because it's federal funding we're talking about. So as you said, like things like public school funding, that could be less than what we're seeing right now.
Exactly. And tax money. I mean, the U.S. Census Bureau is allocating $1,473 per person in Idaho that we count. Idaho has roughly 1.7 million people right now. Let's say we undercount, Gemma, by 1%. So that's 17,000 people. Multiply that times $1,473. You're at about $25 million per year that you're not getting from the federal government.
For 10 years.
For 10 years. That's a big number.
That's a huge number.
And there's a lot of policy issues that we need to deal with that could use that money. So that's why this complete count is so important.
So talk to me about what you quickly mentioned at the beginning of this interview, and that is about the real ramification of this, if there is a citizenship question, because what you were saying is there's privacy issues around this. So talk to me about that, because it's perception versus reality, but sometimes perception and fear will outweigh what the actual reality is.
Right. One of the interesting things about the census and the Census Bureau is that they are by law required to keep our data private. So they can't publish, or you and I couldn't send in a Freedom of Information request asking where Greg Hill lives and what street he lives on and what he does for a living, or what his citizenship is for that matter. They are legally obligated to protect our privacy. And so even if the citizenship question is included on the survey, it can't be used at the individual level. So you can't look at a person, say they're not a citizen, and then go to their house and take action. You could look at a community and say there is this percentage of undocumented or non-citizens in the community, but you can't go at the individual level. The law is very clear on protecting that privacy. So whether or not a person understands, that's a different question. Mm-hmm. And so if you are in a community and if you are not here as a citizen, then technically filling out the survey shouldn't impact you, but it can be perceived that way.
Because of the culture and the climate that we live in now, and we do have immigration issues. We've heard story after story about ICE coming in, people being deported. That is a real fear for people who are undocumented. It shouldn't be a real fear for filling out the census, but how much do you think is that perception within that culture and climate?
Yeah, I think that it would be very likely that we would undercount if this was included in the census today. Mm-hmm. So we did a little research on this, and we wanted to see. In 2010, they stopped asking the long form of the survey. We used to do a short form and a long form. They stopped asking the long form. So there wasn't a question about citizenship. But we did start implementing in 2005 something called the American Community Survey, which is a sample of households around the country that we ask every year, essentially that long form. So they asked a citizenship question on the American Community Survey. So for Idaho, we wanted to look and see if there was a difference between those two. The survey, the American Community Survey, which asked a citizenship question, and the census survey, which did not. And in 2010, if we're just thinking about the Hispanic population, 11.2% of the population identified as Hispanic on the Census Bureau question. Now, 11.3% of the population on the American Community Survey responded as being Hispanic. So what that showed us, at least in this particular case in Idaho, is that just asking the citizenship question didn't impact the Hispanic community in 2010. But like you said, Gemma, the climate's different today. The politics are different today. So it may, in fact, have a difference.
And as you said, I mean, even the oral arguments were heard today. It's going to be a while before there is a decision.
Yeah, they need to decide by June, because if they're going to get the surveys administered by April 1st, they've got to get them to the printers.
Mm-hmm. So if you were a betting man, how do you think the decision will go?
I hate to bet.
I know, right?
But really, when you have a 5-4 split in the Supreme Court and you're looking at the responses of the judges, it would look as though they were leaning towards including the question on the survey.
I want to thank you for coming in and talking about this today and letting us, giving us a better understanding of this. This is critical information. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
My guest today, Greg Hill. He is director of Boise State University's Idaho Policy Institute, as well as associate professor of public policy and administration. Again, thanks so much, Greg.